Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
If your hair isn't performing like it used to, the answer isn't another hat. It's a proactive approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. It's also NSF certified for sport and the official hair growth partner of Major League Baseball, the only hair growth supplement trusted by the pros. Visit Nutrafol.com, enter promo code PMT. Get $10 off your first month subscription, and you get free shipping. That's NUTRAFOL.com, promo code PMT.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 186. Today we are doing the best sitcom characters. I think I'm going to put a little bit of a qualifier on here. You can go back in time and do, like, Cheers. You can go back in time and do, like, you know, All in the Family, whatever. Like, I feel like it's better for us if we say this is, like, 2000.
Yes,
our favorites.
Yeah, what you're saying is Rear Admiral's going to be real mad.
Rear Admiral's going to be mad at us.
An objective
list. Are Seinfeld characters in here?
I'd say late 90s, some adjacent. So we'll say Seinfeld will be in because that like was the one that carried over into us really with reruns more than anything
the
else.
The MASH heads are just punching their wall.
So like,
no, no Alan, hold on, this one's...
So sorry to Mr. Bluttman, too. There will be some that are going to be missing. I'm just going to give you guys a heads up. Lighter crew today, obviously just the four of us. Nick and KB are doing the Camp Barstool thing. So we're just going to do a lighter crew just to promote mascots today. Mascots, if you are watching this right now, the first episode is already out. Make sure to go check it out. I mean, I've read the scripts to it alone. That's it. And I was like dying laughing at the scripts. I'm super excited to see what you guys got for it.
Thank you very much. We're excited.
I actually didn't know you haven't seen it yet. We could send you a link or something.
Yeah, but I could have definitely asked. There's one episode in particular which I don't know. It's not. I don't think spoiling to say. There was Sam wrote a lot of it. I couldn't believe. I'm like, how the fuck did Sam had this in his bag the whole time?
Episode four,
bro. Yeah.
Keep your eyes.
When I read that script, I went, who is Sam Martin?
Yeah, right.
I knew Sam. I just didn't know his last name.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck is Sam Martin? Because this is hysterical.
Yeah.
And he's great. And episode four is...
Nick and KB.
Nick and KB.
Well, no spoilers, but that's not really a spoiler.
But super excited for it. It's a really funny concept, too. I'm assuming you've seen the trailers. There'll be a link to it in our description, and I'll link to it at the end of the end card as well if you're watching this on YouTube. So make sure to check that out. But before we get to the best sitcom characters, let's talk about Game Time. Game Time. There's nothing like getting to a baseball game, especially the last minute. Lucky for me, I always use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time makes it getting tickets easier and faster. Prices on the app actually go down the closer it gets to showtime. I just look at tickets for the Yankees versus the Red Sox on Thursday. You can get tickets right behind home plate.
Damn.
$374 right behind home plate at Yankee Stadium.
That's not bad.
Which, if you want to shit on the Yankees all you want, that's a great-ass stadium.
Yeah.
You go watch a baseball game. And you can put those savings that you get back in your pocket, spend them on the ballpark on a hot dog, new hat, some good old-fashioned Cracker Jack. So what are you waiting for? Going to get those Yankees versus Red Sox Thursday tickets now on Game Time. Hey, guess we're kind of buying tickets with Game Time down the Game Time app. Create an account and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off down the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time.
Looks like we'll be going from friends to rivals this week, John.
Yeah.
Why did you say like Francis?
Yankees, Red Sox.
You used them to see Wimbledon or something, right?
No, I tried to. I did not make it to Wimbledon.
That was right. Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot you had an issue with it.
It was.
How's this leg cross? Too tight?
Little pricey.
Yeah, that's nice.
Listen,
yeah.
I have the tightest leg crossed east of the zip.
I know. That's why I'm asking. Yeah. That. You would know.
So first up, again, we're doing best sitcom characters. There's
and Henry Houlihan, Dustin Houlihan, and Marlon Murphy. We're not up for the cut yet. We do this a year from now. Different story.
Yeah. Very, very different story. So for a lot of these, I didn't want to have it where like we have multiple options from the same show. There'll be like a couple, one big play in, and then we'll have. I picked what I would assume is the consensus number one from a lot of these shows. And we can talk about it more in some like the Chain games. So first up, it is the 5 seed versus the 2 seed or 12 seed. The 12 seed is I do not like this show, but he is probably one of the most suggested options that we had when I put up the call out. It's Nick Miller. I'm not a New Girl guy. I'm not a big New Girl guy. I never got into it. I think it's just I don't like Zooey Deschanel at all.
I was gonna say if you don't like Zooey Deschanel and even if you like Zooey Deschanel, season one's a tough watch.
Yeah.
They tinker with her character quite a bit by season two.
It's funny because of the male characters. Yeah. Like, it's one of the first sitcoms. It's like New Girl, and like it's a female lead. And I actually think she gets overhated in it, but it is kind of funny. Like, it is funny mainly because of the male characters.
Yeah, it's Nick and Schmidt for sure.
Yeah, and Winston I think is one of the actually most underrated sitcom characters of all time.
I completely agree. Like, the last two or three seasons,
he gets a little too goofy.
They get a little goofy.
Yeah.
Is there an emphasis on the romance in New Girl? Percentage as a normal sitcom?
It's basically Rachel and Ross, I would say.
More or less.
Is Nick and Zoe. Yeah. But then you also have Cece and Schmidt. Like, I would say it's a full-on, like, there's plenty of romance and it matters.
I've never purposely watched it. I've watched it in the periphery because girlfriend and last now fiance watch it a lot. But, I mean, there's a lot of very funny scenes. Schmidt's very funny.
Nick Miller are two top tiers.
Between them two, if I had to pick one, though, out of New Girl, it would be Nick Miller, right?
That's who I would pick. I think plenty of people would pick Schmidt, but I would pick Nick.
I would pick Nick over... I might put Winston one, but I would pick Nick over Schmidt.
Gotcha. And I think this is...
Progressive as hell, by the way. very cool, Tony.
yeah. I stand.
And that's going up against what I would say is a buzzsaw, but I don't know how you guys will feel about it. Number 5 seed, Selena Meyer from Veep. Man, Veep. And see, like, Tommy, I don't even know if you've watched Veep.
I've watched, like, 2 or 3 episodes. I've thought it's very funny. I just haven't, like...
hunkered down to watch
it. I haven't been, like... I'm going to. It's on my list, but I haven't hunkered down yet.
But... same, but I've seen enough episodes to know. I just feel like she controls any scene she's in, and she's in a scene with like 10 other comedy juggernauts at all times, and it's pretty impressive.
That's very true.
Selena Meyers is like one of the funniest characters ever. Just like an unbridled piece of shit. Like, absolute asshole. And every scene, I think it's a great way to describe her. Like, she's in scenes with all these guys who are like really, really good, trying really hard, and they have more leeway to be like goofier characters, and she still crushes
them. Yeah.
She's so good.
It's probably the show outside of Sunny that I've watched the most. Yeah. Like, it's Veep. I'm constantly watching Veep. Whatever, like, if I don't know what's put on, I put on TV. I just put on Veep.
Who's it's Veep that he says he's shitting clits. Huh?
Yes.
So
Timothy Simons.
Yeah. Eating so much pussy, I'm sitting shitting clits. Yeah.
From what I've seen of Veep, I mean, she's obviously very funny, but so are Buster Bluth and the redhead guy.
Yep.
Matt Walsh and
Tony. No.
Tony Hale.
Tony Hale.
Am I voting first?
Yeah, you go ahead first, Tony.
I mean, I've seen more New Girl, so I have to go Nick Miller, but I am going to hunker down and watch Veep. It does seem very fun. Like,
It's top on my list as well.
I jokingly said one time, like, I can never watch Veep because it's a female lead, and people here got very upset. I was kidding, for the record.
I mean, you're just talking about watching New Girl, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it's very funny, but Nick Miller is... He's an all-time great character.
It's also, I remember that tweet from you. It's funny because you said something along the lines of, like, you need to be able to relate to a character.
Yeah, which is partly true.
For sure. I mean, it absolutely enhances the experience. But you are Gary.
I've been told that. That's Buster Bluth?
Yeah. And it's not Selena Meyer. Selena Meyer is Dave in this situation, but
a water bottle clip.
I'll watch it like that.
Fight, so you sent me that water bottle clip the other day.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, he spends like 2 minutes of a scene trying to open a water bottle for Selena Meyers.
Like, he has like a go bag
in the background.
With her shit
it's awesome.
It's dude, that scene is so goddamn funny. I think it's from like season 7. It's a full 2 minute scene, and you can never really see Gary, but you can just see him fiddling with a water bottle. I'll show it to you after because I'm not doing
it's
justice.
Hard to do it.
It's really funny.
Insane how that show went like what 7 or 8 seasons and like
7, I believe.
Yeah, and every season's great. Like,
yeah,
they're all good. Not really any fall off in any particular season either. But it's so good. So you're gonna go with Nick Miller fights.
I just had, I just yeah, and I'm gonna do it probably 10 more times on this because these are the hardest questions I've ever been asked.
I ask you, is it favorite? Is it funniest? What's our
great question?
Yeah, that's a good point. I went with just best. Like, who do you think the better character is? Because I think that does.
It's all encompassing.
It's all encompassing.
Funny, entertaining.
Yeah.
I'll go Selena, just because Tommy went Nick, and I'll keep it even. But they're both on my mount, like top tier. They're as good as you can get.
I think I would go with Selena as well, just because, like, it's a funnier, I think she's funnier, like a better overall character. Like, I feel like Nick is, it's almost like, not like cheating, but like he gets to play off a lot of other people a lot, and Selena has to lead scenes, and other people have to play off her, and she's just so good. Fucking, Louis Dreyfus is amazing. So I'm going to go with Selena Meyer.
I would have went Selena Meyer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Miller's great in as much as I've seen of him. I think it's heavy on being charming and like fuckable.
It's also on being relatable. And like,
yes.
Selena doesn't even have that crutch to lean on. Like, she's got to be the president. Literally, no one can relate to that.
Yeah.
But like, everything Nick does, you're like, I know, I get that, bro.
Yeah. It's like eating a giant.
Does Selena ever get like humanized? Or is it more just for laughs?
Not really.
I wouldn't say she really gets humanized. No, she's a piece of shit the whole time.
And that's another show, by the way, that there's so many characters in Veep that could have easily made this list.
Like, yeah.
Fucking Timothy Simons alone could have been. Richard T. Splitt.
Like, I think on one of the KFC Radio like watch lists we do, I just said Jonah Ryan's one of the greatest.
He's so
like,
fucking
he's Joe. I think like you have Winston higher. I think I would have Jonah one. Mm-hmm. I think I'd have Ben too.
Yeah. Oh, God, Ben is fun. Shit. So Selena Meyer is going to move on. Now we have the 13 seed versus the 4 seed. The 4 seed, this will be our big play-in. So I wanted to do a play-in because It's Always Sunny deserves two options on the bracket, I think. Yeah. Because at least you and me, and I would assume you as well. Yeah. I don't know, Tommy.
I'm a huge Always Sunny fan, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't watched the last, like...
Who is it that we know that hasn't watched it? I feel like there's somebody...
Eddie hasn't seen any show. It could be true. Him.
Eddie hasn't watched anything. Other than horror
Marty
movies.
Maybe hasn't seen it? I don't know.
Maybe it was Marty, yeah. But I feel like It's Always Sunny deserves two characters on the bracket. So I want to do a play-in for the big five. And the winner, the number one winner, will get the 3 seed. The number two winner will get the 4 seed. I think that's fair.
Yep, I think it's very fair.
Sure.
So first up, we've got just Dennis, D, Mac, Charlie, and Frank. So who's the best and who's the second best is what we're looking for here. We can start with you, Owen. Like, who do you think is the best that deserves the 3 seed? In this, out of the It's Always Sunny main five,
I really didn't want to go first.
Our two votes, like now, and we see who are most.
Yeah, I think that works. Yeah. Like your number one and number two character.
Tally them up.
All right,
it's really hard.
I know my number one. I'm torn on my number two.
I know my one.
My one's Dennis.
Oh, my one's Frank.
I'm going Frank too.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, obviously, season one. It's hard to compare that to the rest of the show, but it was just such like a bolt of energy adding him to the show. It's such a different beast with him, and he's so fucking funny.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
I think my number one would actually be Mac.
On rewatches, I respect D a lot.
Dude, she's so funny.
The physical stuff is really funny.
I loved a tweet this year. Because it's Always Sunny this year, if you're not keeping up, is one of the best seasons it's ever had.
I got to catch up on like the last five or six.
Yeah, it's as good as...
The last one where they did the underage drinking like recap?
No, there's been one more since then, and that one was great too.
Oh, okay.
It was Frank's The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they don't know how they're going to do hometowns, so they start rehearsing how they're going to do the hometown dinner, but they do it in front of a theater or in front of a focus group. So a focus group is watching them try and have dinner. It's unbelievable.
I think the last one I saw was when Dennis was getting like killed off, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, so you're way back.
Yeah, you're a couple seasons back.
I think I was in college still. Like, how many have they made since then?
I'm up to this new season, but I've only seen the first one on Abbott.
Which I liked, and I don't even know Abbott. I actually thought I rolled my eyes and thought it was great.
When they did like the full waves of 9/11 at the lunch table.
It all comes back to 9/11 eventually.
Arabs are buying golf. Golf's not for sale. Yeah. It's great.
So who'd you say your top two?
I wanted to say shout out to D just to get the points of bringing up a woman. And, and then I'll probably go Charlie.
Charlie as your one?
No, Frank one, Charlie two.
Frank as a one, Charlie as a two. I actually, I kind of think I might say Mac one. I think Mac is really, really funny. Like, not as rich of a character, I think, as some of the other ones, but like, everything he says makes me laugh. Like, everything he says makes me laugh. And it's just his delivery. It's kind of gotten like a little bit, I think people talk about it a lot, the Ryan Reynolds relationship has tainted him a bit. But like his, especially in those first like 5 or 6 seasons, he really is such a star. And when he gets fat, like it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, him housing the chalupas and just like wheezing. like it's so like always thinking that he's the best when he's like the worst, like I'm accumulating mass. Like it's, some of that character just kills me every time. So I'm going to say Mac one. And I think I'd say Dennis two.
Wow.
Because Dennis is amazing.
He is. They're
I do feel wrong leaving off Dennis.
Leaving off Dennis, I think I'm going to too.
Really?
I think I have the same list as you. I think it's Frank Charlie. But everyone on this show is so fucking good and so fucking funny.
It's splitting hairs.
It's crazy to have to pick. But I think I'm going to go Frank one, Charlie two. And I forgot what I was going to say about D earlier. I saw a tweet this season that just said, what Caitlin Olsen is doing with physical comedy is stuff we haven't seen since Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. when she runs headfirst into the car and dents it, and that's real. Like, that's a real thing that just was an accident. They didn't mean to do that. It's so funny.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Dude, and when she does the Obama impression every time, it's like tears laughing. What's up with Congress, y'all? Like,
now so I don't know what we're going to do, because my 1-2 is going to be Dennis and Mac. So we're all – I mean, again, they're all five are incredible. Just Dennis has so many scenes of, like, you know, the Dennis system and the implication on the boat. Like, those are some of the ones that stick with me the most.
Those are true. Dennis probably does have most of Sonny's iconic scenes. So that's a great point. That carries
and
some weight.
Again, Mac, I think just the subtle listen, I love Charlie and Frank, subtle comedy.
Nightman.
I think Dennis has the more iconic scenes. I think Charlie's got the more iconic episodes. Like, Charlie Work, I think, is a masterpiece.
Yeah, it might be one.
The Nightman, I mean, the play was one of their top early moments.
Yep.
The scene where Mac and Charlie get interviewed for like the job interview as that was one is so good.
When he's like, they just brought a picture of Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their resume.
That's what we're going for today.
That's punk rock, man. another great episode is Being Frank.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Shot from his POV that rules.
Dude,
I love like the feeling like he's in a video game looking for the pills in their bathroom. And then he like sees clear.
He sits up, he's got to do a coke in his nose.
Okay, so I'm due for a rewatch. I'm due for like, I got to catch up on like 6 seasons. Yeah. But
dude, even like the Lethal Weapon episodes, which I didn't think I read of the one, but they're so funny. They're so good, dude.
And also to your point, not to your point, but to make you feel better, like later seasons I feel like are very underrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like what happened when, and I don't know why because no one left, but like when.
You're only allowed to be cool for so long.
Yeah. Right.
Did Dennis ever leave the show?
He had a season where he wasn't around in every episode.
Gotcha. Yeah.
What do you call it? The mannequin.
Yeah. Yeah, with.
Yeah.
Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
Progressive okay. Tommy.
So the way this is going to work now, Frank is going to get the 3 seed, but we're tied because Mac has a 1 and a 2 vote, and Dennis has a 1 and 2 vote. So we're going to have to vote between now Dennis and Mac to see who gets this next spot.
Well, I had Dennis 1, so I'm keeping Dennis 1.
1 for Dennis?
I'll go
Dennis. I'd go Dennis 2. I know I put Mac as my 1, but like, the more we talk about Dennis, he really is involved in every great. Charlie McDennis?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah, it's going to be Dennis, but.
You think he's the lead if there was one?
I was going to say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Like, he's the first character when I was writing this down, he's the first character I wrote. Like,
the leader. So I guess it just feels like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis.
So that means Dennis is going to move on and be our 4 seed. So he's the 4 seed. He's going up against number 13 seed, which is, and he's going to get smoked here, I'm sure, but he's a character I love and got a decent amount of votes too. Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. He's played by, what's his name? Shoot.
Bryan Cranston.
So good. Like, one of the best TV dads you're ever going to see. There's going to be some other ones on here I'm sure we'll talk about soon. But he's so funny. He's like the perfect, perfect sitcom dad.
It just makes for such a fascinating, like, flip side of a vinyl, too, watching that and Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Maybe just going back and forth. I see the edits to putting each other's music to it.
Exactly. So, Owen, let's go with you first. I mean, I think it's a bloodbath between Dennis and Hal, but...
Yeah, no, it's Dennis.
Yeah, I'd go for Dennis as well between him, but I just want to give him some love. He's so funny.
Valid love. I've seen it when I was a kid, but I've never really watched Malcolm in the Middle. Is it better now?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm, because they're doing like some kind of reunion, right?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll throw it a watch before that. But I'm going to go with Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis.
Yeah, I haven't seen Malcolm in the Middle, but it's going to be hard to beat Dennis.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed from...
I might have put Dewey in there from Malcolm in the Middle, by the way.
Dewey's funny as fuck.
But continue.
9 seed from the Parks and Rec department. Ron Swanson, I think, is the best out of the Parks crew. Like,
I'm a Tom Haverford or John Ralphio guy.
Yeah. John Ralphio is tough because he's not like a main character.
He's not a main character, but God, is he fucking funny.
Tom Haverford would be my next, though. Like, it's I feel like if you're asking like a regular person off the street who's the best... character, they're probably saying Ron Swanson.
Agreed. Yeah. I think Ron Swanson is great. Nick Offerman's great. I think I almost just taint him because of the way people made liking Ron I'm Swanson their personality.
Epic, to me, Ron
Bacon. I like bacon too.
Dude, the bacon, like epic he's 2013 like personified.
Yeah. That's not his fault. Time.
Yeah.
It was that was the internet. The internet was just like, yo, you got to heard about bacon.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah. They it's very tied in. Did you see how people were shitting on that like stomp clap music phase? Like, he's that stomp clap music phase,
yeah.
Big time, you know, like whatever that band was. But yes,
stomp clap comedy.
Yes, stomp clap, very much
that. Bacon. Eggs.
But he's also really funny.
He is.
But I my vote would be Tom Haverford from Parks and Rec. I think I think Aziz Ansari is fucking great.
Dude, he's so good. He's got a movie coming soon with Keanu Reeves that he directed. He's playing like I think he's playing like a guy that he's
a guardian angel.
Yeah, he's a guardian. Keanu's his guardian angel, and he's the Uber Eats driver for Seth Rogen.
Yes,
and they made Brewster's Millions thems. I think like he swaps them.
It's that's random.
But Ron Swanson, the scene, one of the funnier Parks things I think is when Ron Swanson like keeps getting back together with his ex-wife Megan Mullally, his real wife from real life, and like.
All his Tammys.
Yeah, all Tammys, and like his mustache is gone, and they're like, "Why'd you shave your mustache?" It came off by friction. That's so good, dude.
That's great.
So Ron Swanson's going up against the 8 seed from the Friends department. I think Chandler's I think Chandler.
Yeah.
Joey's the only other one I think would make
it. When you're a kid, you like Joey. When you're an adult, you like Chandler.
I like that.
That's what I just said.
My straight ass was just looking at Rachel.
Really? Yeah.
I just like speaking for myself. Like my mom would always have it when I was a kid. I'd be like, Joey's the fucking man. Like Joey has to get with Rachel. Like they're the two hottest.
Yeah.
And then when you're older and you know you get a more sophisticated pal, you're like, oh, Chandler is just great. Matthew Perry does such a good job with him.
So Ron Swanson versus Chandler Bing, starting with you, Tommy.
I think I got to go Chandler. I think, again, it's unfortunate that I'm letting people ding Ron Swanson for me, but I do think Chandler is great. Great delivery, dry, and it's hard to stay. I mean, it's hard. There is truly no main character in Friends, I guess Rachel and Ross, but I'm going Chandler.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever told you this. There's one of my friends, or I have a friend group where there's a Rachel and Ross dating each other. And I find that so fucking insane.
Really?
Like, it's insane to me, like the chance that they found each other. Fights.
I've seen Friends. I've seen, you know, enough of it.
At Boar's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years. And this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate. With the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. Helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Person who grew up with TBS, but because I haven't seen it like everyone else has, I'm gonna go Ron.
Ron, I think between the two, like Chandler is definitely the better character and is aged probably better than that Ron Swanson style of like, I want 500 eggs. You didn't hear me. I find like that definitely aged a little better. But like I personally liked Ron Swanson more. So I think I'll go with Ron Swanson.
I'll pass Offerman on.
You pass Offerman on. So yeah. Ron Swanson, going to move on. Now we have our one seed versus our we have a interesting play-in game. So the play-in game is basically everything that I wrote down that I couldn't get into there because I didn't want every option, like basically just all options from four shows. So one being Leon Black from Curb Your Enthusiasm, yeah. All-time great to me. Steve Janowski from Eastbound and Down. Oh. So fucking funny. So good. God damn. Schmidt, which we had just talked about. Tracy Morgan, obviously, from 30 Rock. Dr. Cox from Scrub is very funny. Very good character. Kramer, Elaine, Costanza.
Oh, like, Costanza's not on?
Costanza. Wait, did I put it? Am I crazy? Did I not include? Did I put Jerry on here but not Costanza? I should have had Costanza. I'm going to double check on that. Red Foreman.
I'd be hip to swap that.
Yeah, in a second.
Yeah. Red Foreman, another one. Yeah. Joey Tribbiani, Dwight Schrute. Because I thought between Dwight and Michael. Michael's on here, not to tip too much. But like, yeah. Between Michael and Dwight.
I feel like Michael's the one.
Yeah. Between Michael and Dwight, it's going to be Michael.
Like, yeah. I agree. Schrute has kind of been Offerman.
Also aged.
Offerman-ified or whatever.
Yeah. Moira from Schitt's Creek, which is more of a niche one, but she got a shit ton of votes. A lot of people like Moira.
I think Schitt's Creek is that one of our more COVID shows.
I could not agree more.
If anything else was out, I don't think we would have loved Schitt's. I like it. It's a good show. I enjoy it. I think Catherine Harris is unbelievable.
Dan Levy's great, but I've gone to back to watch it since 2020 ended, and I'm always like, it's not really how I remember.
I've watched a couple, and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Andy Dwyer also on there. April Ludgate. Rafi from the
League. Ooh.
Rafi.
Love the League.
That's
shout
tough because he's not a main character. He's
John Ralphia.
Yeah. He kind of becomes a main character, though, in like the later seasons. He also, like, that Jason Mantzoukas has, like, roles in so many good sitcoms.
Yeah.
He's in Parks and Rec as, like, the perfume guy. He's hysterical.
Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's hilarious. Like, damn it.
Yeah, has he never gotten, like...
Not a main, I don't think.
I don't know what he's done at all since those sitcoms ended.
Seen him in, like, a few random things now and then. He just kind of plays that same hyperactive, like, guy, more or less.
On an eight ball.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, to... Am I this fucking stupid that I didn't include it? Any Seinfeld option? I don't know if that means that we shouldn't include any Seinfeld option then. Is that what that we should do then?
I mean, if Costanza's not on there, he's getting my vote easy.
Yeah. So let's say Costanza's not on there. I'm definitely going to have to add him back in when I do the actual bracket because that's crazy. That I must have been waiting to add in a Jerry and then I just forgot to add it in. Made this very quickly not too long ago. So
you want to, I would bump the 15 seed and get Costanza in there.
Yeah, let's do that. Good thinking, Owen. That's Costanza. Okay, so let's get Costanza off that list. So now it's going to be, again, Leon, Steve Janowski, Schmidt, Tracy Morgan, Kramer, Elaine, Red Foreman, which, by the way, we didn't even talk about. Red Foreman's very funny in the 70s show. Joey, Dwight Schrute, Andy Dwyer, Rafi. Oh, also Adam from Workaholics, which you added, Owen, to mention. Yeah, Adam's very funny in Workaholics. So if any of those names stuck out, just keep them in your mind. So let's start with you. Which one do you want to...
I was getting ready to say one thing, and then you threw in Adam. I'm going to go DeMamp.
Workaholics. Adam DeMamp. One vote.
I can't believe you've never seen that, right?
What?
Workaholics?
No.
You would love it.
I think that's why I've never seen it.
Too many people tell you. Yeah.
Because now it's so high up that I'm going to be let down.
Yeah.
But I am going to watch it.
Sometimes you got, like, I have that still with The Sopranos. Like, some shows you got to save.
Yeah.
You got to save for a rainy day when you know you're going to like it and you're really going to be in the mood for a binge.
I've done that with Mad Men. I'm watching Mad Men right now.
Oh, so good.
It's unbelievable.
So good. Between this list, I'm going to go with Leon Black. I think Leon Black is so goddamn good. Like, effortlessly funny. And also, like, done so strategically by Larry David. Like, he just, like, has the perfect amount of punches in every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'll go.
Also, him getting added to the show felt like a Frank Reynolds.
Yeah. Bingo.
Like, it's just a different level.
Yeah. The Blacks in general, that whole season was very funny. So, one for Leon Black from me.
I gotta go Tracy Morgan. In fact, I was gonna say someone else. I forget who I was gonna say, but then I started rifling through Tracy Morgan... or Tracy Jordan storylines.
Yeah, sorry, Tracy Jordan.
And they're so insane. And they're so, like, he wins an Oscar
playing a homeless guy from the Bronx who has to use a football as a toilet.
Yeah.
He finds out he's a descendant of Thomas Jefferson, so he plays Thomas Jefferson in a movie in Whiteface.
Yeah.
Like, it is. And then one of my favorite lines in like all of sitcoms is when he sits down at a diner. It's like, can I have an apple juice? Like, we don't have apple juice. He goes, all right, four rum and cokes then.
Yeah. That's like his opening line of the series.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, episode one.
It's so good. So one for Tracy Jordan.
I mean, I know he's been Swanson, but I got to give Dwight Schrute a vote. I mean,
yeah.
Dwight, he's just a great character. You know, it's a good character when it literally almost ruined the actor's career. Like Rainn Wilson.
No, can't you're right. You're very
play
right.
Anyone else.
Yeah. So if we're tied up between all these one options.
Shout out Stevie from Eastbound, though.
Yes, Janowski. Fucking
awesome.
Such a funny character. I'll swap to Tracy Jordan based on.
Okay, fuck it. Yeah. Honestly, Leon Black was my other guy.
Yeah. You see, we're now it's us. So Tracy Jordan's going up against number one seed. It's kind of weird because it's just him, but a fictionalized version of him. But Larry David, I think, is deserving of the one seed. And the guy you're thinking of is going to be on the other side.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Larry David is one of the all-time funniest sitcom characters, period, I think. And you want to talk about a sitcom where no season is down. Like, always funny. And there's, like, 13 seasons of the show? Like, it's crazy.
I think that's something we do. We've talked about it with Sonny. We talked about it with The Office. Like, we just decide at some point that shows aren't as good anymore. And then we kind of start watching them half-heartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go back and watch, like, a season of Curb that you kind of decided was, it's kind of jumped the shark by now, it's hysterical. Like,
so
dude, the Fatwa season, I watched that recently. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Producer season's so good. The fucking...
the producer season's great.
I forget what...
That's like season two.
Yeah, that's like with Stiller. And
two or three or something, yeah. But the fucking Ross, David Schwimmer is really funny.
Yeah. Doesn't put enough raisins in a fucking his raisins and cashews.
There's the first when they came back from the break, they had what's his name? Jeff Garland looked like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
I know there's rumors of making another season. I almost hope they don't. I thought that ending was so perfect.
Yeah,
it was
perfect. Oh, I didn't know there were rumors.
I think there were rumors that he might want to do it again, but now he's doing that sketch comedy mystery show or something. Yeah. But I think that was such a beautiful button on that show. No pun intended.
Who's he doing that with? Mel Brooks or something?
I don't know.
No, there is someone else. I forget who it is.
I learned recently, and maybe I'm the dumb one here, but I thought there were like 30 years between Seinfeld and Curb. I didn't know. It was like a year. It was like two years max.
Yeah.
And probably just because like Costanza looks young. And then immediately becoming Larry David, you're like, oh, well, a ton of time must have passed.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think it was Seinfeld ended 98, I think Curb started 99.
Yep.
That's crazy.
He's a American History sketch comedy show with Obama's company producing it.
Oh, yeah, and Cheryl Hines isn't in it.
Yeah.
Which is...
There's another comedian in it, right?
I didn't see it on this anyway. I thought it was him,
like, maybe Seth Rogen or somebody. I could be wrong.
But I saw... The reason I said the Cheryl Hines thing is because I saw an Instagram thing, like in a suggested post, where it's like Cheryl Hines getting iced out of Larry David's new show because of her marriage to RFK. And I was like, is that the reason? Or is it just like casting?
They don't need her.
Yeah. Like, she's, as far as I know, she's only ever played Larry's wife.
Yeah. So Larry David versus Tracy Jordan, Tommy.
Ah, it's got to be Larry David. Yeah. Curb, maybe my favorite sitcom of all time. Mm-hmm. I mean, the writing is incredible. It's almost like I think the writing is even better than the character, but it's all one person. Yeah. I do like that Larry David was like, I basically wrote myself as George Costanza for 9 years. Now I'm just going to, I could play him better.
Yeah.
So I'm going Larry David.
Larry?
Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, it's Larry.
Larry.
Larry. Sorry to Tracy. So now before we get to the other side of the bracket, let's talk about our next sponsor of the day, Blue Chew. Get ready for some of the fucking the puns they write on this one.
Do you want us to be hard for this?
Yeah. Let's fucking get bricked up for this one. Guys, enter the room dick first. There's one. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch, too. Stronger, harder, and longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership, too. Your downstairs a gym membership.
Trying to work that one out. It is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. It's not a supplement. It is an erection resurrection. Guys, it's not just about performance. It's about legacy or third legacy. Give her group chat something to talk about. Third legacy.
That was good.
You know when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little bit of Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for all our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code BRACKET at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. Big thanks for Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Remember, I'll mention, I think last time I did a Blue Chew ad, I made a joke during one where we had Nikki Smokes on, and I was like, yeah, I bet you Nikki Smokes uses a lot of Blue Chew. And he went on like a fucking 5-minute tangent where I had to cut all of it because he's like so not brand safe. It was incredible. It was insane. He's like, yeah. I can't even. I don't want to say it again because I want to cut it again.
That doesn't sound like him.
Nikki? Nikki Smokes, the very same. So now we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. We were just talking about Janowski. Kenny Powers, 6 seed.
Oof.
Kenny Powers would be a tough one. But he's going up against the number 11 seed. I was just talking about him with Robbie Fox earlier. Phil Dunphy. Like, dude, Modern Family doesn't
great
get the flowers.
Character.
Yeah. You love Modern Family. I forgot about that.
Love. Love Phil Dunphy specifically, yeah, too.
So,
yeah, we can tell. We can tell.
The one that comes to mind is the just when he's talking about it, like his ex-girlfriend or whatever. I can't even remember the exact scene, but he says something like his
I can't
wife,
believe I
like,
just noticed how much you ooze Dunphy.
I was watching the one where he gets set up with Matthew Broderick on a gay date accidentally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Phil Dunphy, who's very funny, so good, against Kenny Powers, who is... That one, I think, has really caught on more than almost any HBO show with, like, the frat sphere, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they really watch that. So Dunphy versus Kenny Powers, Owen.
It's Kenny Powers for me. I love Eastbound and Down. Mm-hmm. I think it's an all-time character.
Dude,
I think...
I don't know.
You watch the outtake reel?
Yeah,
one
yeah
of the all-timers where it's hit
with Kim and Will Ferrell.
Yeah, feel it in my plums thing.
Just every season rules, following him at the high school, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Mexico, I forgot, almost forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm going Kenny Powers.
One for Kenny. Between these two, I've definitely gotten the ceiling of Kenny Powers is way higher than Modern Family, but the floor, I think, was pretty high on... I'll go with Kenny Powers.
Kenny.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Eastbound and Down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at all. So
it's just like the prototype. His character kind of runs through all his series. It's kind of the same thing.
That's Danny McBride.
Yeah.
I was going to go Dunphy the whole time anyway. I love Eastbound and Down. I watched it very recently, actually. Funnier than I remembered, because I was always a so-so on Eastbound and Down. I was always like, I watched it in college. I liked it, but I wasn't like...
Eastbound and Down's been out that long.
I think
pretty long time.
Yeah. Right around there, at least.
It's like the first Jodie Hill thing, right? Like, as far as I remember.
I think that's one where I just missed it. Mm. It just never came across my desk. Like, I don't know what it's about. I don't know what it's on. I don't know who's in. Like, it just is not in my brain.
He's a baseball pitcher who, like...
Flames out.
Tasted the MLB. Now he's
like coaching. He's basically like the best closer in baseball. And he wins a World Series, and then he, like, flames out, and he's just, like, super egotistical, and everyone hates him, and he has to move back with, like, his brother and his family. But, yeah, it's funny.
It's really funny. But because I've seen more Modern Family, I love Modern Family. I think it's really funny. I'll go Dunphy. I'll just make this a 2-2, see what happens.
Okay. Dunphy. It is 2 for Powers, 1 for Dunphy. Tommy?
Dunphy.
Yeah, Dunphy.
Yeah, yeah. I just haven't seen it.
So what do we do here?
You pick for Dunphy, heads or tails?
Tails.
Flip a coin. It's heads.
Ah.
Damn shame. Kenny Powers gets through. So Kenny moves on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. As we mentioned before, 3 seed is going to be Frank Reynolds. And he's going up against the number 14 seed. This is one where... He's a very funny character. If you've seen it, you'd love this character. If you haven't seen the show, you have no idea what I'm talking about. There'd be Captain, I believe, Raymond Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I almost mentioned him earlier. I said, if anyone from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is going to get there, talk about progressive, a gay black man.
A gay black man, yeah.
Captain Holt is so fucking
so
funny.
So funny.
Everly. Andre Brower, right?
Yeah.
Passed away.
The dry delivery is... I don't know if he smiles... Once the whole show?
No.
I've seen Andy Samberg talk about
Brower.
I guess he's Juilliard trained or Shakespearean trained, or he's a very good actor. And he would say that, like, on set, he would just flip between those where everyone else was Andy Samberg. And he's like, yeah, all of us had one level, and Andre had 10 of them. And he was, you could just do whatever he wanted.
Joe Latriglia, also very funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good. Very funny.
What's his name in that?
I forget the character's name.
Yeah. I know he's a... He has like a Hispanic name, right?
I think Andy Samberg? So.
Ramirez?
No, Andy Samberg, I'm saying.
Yeah. It's weird. Ramirez? No. Am I wrong?
Shoot. No. Damn it. I got to look it up later.
I'm going to look it up now.
But Frank Reynolds versus Captain Raymond Holt. Let's start with you, Owen.
I'm going Frank Reynolds. I could just picture him foaming at his mouth on a sidewalk.
Peralta.
Peralta, yeah. Sorry.
Who's Peralta?
Samberg.
Oh, well. Yeah, Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds. It's such a bad draw because Andre Brower is so good, and like that character Raymond Holt is hilarious. But it's Frank, like you're saying, the sitting there with the and the
sliding down a dry slide at a water park and cutting his back,
going to the funeral of his ex-wife to hit on his her sister. And just going
to which he actually, that was actual puke.
Yeah.
He was actually hungover and actually puked.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
He has him crawling out of the couch naked.
Yeah.
He is
forever.
The best thing about him, I think, is that, and I honestly think it helped me with mascots, is like I used to watch Sonny, I'd watch it, and I would rewatch immediately the same episode just to watch Frank's facial reactions,
because
he's always doing something crazy, and like even when if he's not talking, it like it doesn't matter. He'll always have like a there's like some weird face, and that would kill me. It was so funny. It was so unnecessary. Like and he was so fucking good at it, and still is. Obviously, he is alive, but it's Frank. Every name I say, I'm like, I don't know how that person's gonna lose. I don't know how Frank loses, but it's
he
Frank.
Also like
I love Holt. He's great, but it's an easy bloodbath.
The thing too, I think like Danny DeVito was just down to do anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Which like he's a well respected actor going into that show. Like not that he's not now, he still is. But, like the fact that he was willing to be like, yeah, you could make me butt naked going through a couch.
Well, have I ever told you the story when he came on KFC Radio?
I'm not sure which specific one. No.
So he came on KFC Radio. I'll be quick about this, but he came on KFC Radio like
5 years ago, we'll call it. Whatever your Dumbo came out.
Yeah. Oh, his daughter. So his daughter came too, right?
His daughter came. A different time he came.
Okay.
And so we're at Sirius Studios, and we're talking about Dumbo and all this stuff. And so we got to talk about Sonny. We're getting into Sonny with him, and we're like, is there anything that you wouldn't do? Like, have you ever said no to something in a script? Like, because you do a lot of crazy shit. And he tells a story where he goes, all right, there was one time. he goes, the script for the day. In the car, and I'm reading it, and he's like, and the first thing that happens to me is I just get raped. Right? And he goes, and then he goes to jail for some reason, and the first thing that happens to him in jail is he gets raped. And so then he becomes a white nationalist and becomes a Nazi so he can stop getting raped by everyone else in prison. But then he realizes the initiation to being a Nazi is he has to get raped. Gets raped by the Nazis. And then they realize that something went wrong and he gets
out of prison.
Yeah, he gets out of prison. But in order to get out of prison, he's got to get raped by the guards.
God damn it.
And he said he's in the back of like a Suburban on his way to set, and he's steaming mad. He's like, this is insane. I've done everything for these fucking guys. Why the fuck would they? I'm not getting raped 10 times. And he calls him up, and he's like, you guys are out of your mind. I'm not getting raped fucking a bunch of times in the show. And they're like, read the whole script, Frank, or read the whole script, Danny. Read the whole script, Danny. And when he's getting raped by the prison guards at the end of the episode, one of them whispers into his ear, April Fool's, Danny. and he's telling us the story, and he's like, I didn't know they'd write a whole fake script just about me getting raped.
Damn, I kind of wish they made the episode.
That's a funny concept, yeah.
And then after the episode, after the interview, the Disney people came up to us, and they were like, yeah.
Work hard and hydrate hard with Body Armor Flash IV. Whether you're working in extreme heat or powering through a long shift, Body Armor Flash IV delivers faster, longer-lasting hydration. With more than 2,000 milligrams of electrolytes, vitamins B and C, and zinc, coconut water, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor Flash IV keeps you performing at your best. Get Body Armor Flash IV at your local 7-Eleven.
we can't have all that in a Dumbo interview. But the, honestly, but they were cool. They were like, can you just cut all that and just put it in a different episode?
Different thing, yeah.
Danny at a different time.
Hell yeah. But yeah, sure. So we actually, like, 2 weeks later, Dennis came on, and we just nice. Put we played him that clip, yeah. And it was very funny. But he's like, I remember that. I remember.
Dude,
he was
that's
pissed.
So funny.
So it's all Frank right now.
Yeah, Frank. I mean, I would like to give some love to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Very underrated. I feel like post, like, Seinfeld Friends era, any show that, even post, like, The Office, I think a comedy in the 2010s that premieres on, like, one of the big basic cable channels, I just don't think is going to be as funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why, like an ABC or NBC, whatever, Fox comedy, like, well, that's not going to be as funny as, like, something on FX or HBO. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine is, like, the exception.
Yeah.
Like, it's streamer funny on basic cable.
Yeah.
But Frank Reynolds through this.
Yeah. Frank Reynolds going to move on.
I just to reiterate your point, I only started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine when it was on Netflix. And I was like, this was on Fox? This is great.
That happens a lot, I feel like, with Fox shows. Like, Fox sneakily gets a lot of good comedy shows. And then you don't hear about them, and they go to streamer again, a Second Life.
Before yeah.
So 10 seed now versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is Joe Bluth, but played by Will Arnett. He's the one out of Arrested Development I think deserves it the most because he's the funniest.
I would have went Buster personally, but
I guess if it's like because I was thinking about it pound for pound, like joke for joke, line for line, or whatever. And that in my head,
or
is
no,
Joe.
I'm sorry, Tobias Fünke.
Tobias is up there too.
Tobias Fünke.
You might be more Fünke than Dumphy.
Tobias Fünke is maybe my favorite. Like, you asked me, like, oh, any off the radar ones, and I just couldn't think of any. Tobias Fünke might be my favorite all time.
His line, which then The Office kind of appropriated a bit, when he was like, he can't fuck his wife because he hasn't gotten over 9/11.
Yeah.
It is so funny. And then, but then Ryan uses it in The Office. He uses that line when, Kelly Kapoor is like, why'd you break up with me? He's like, I don't know. I think I never really processed 9/11. Yeah. It's like, you took that from Arrested, you sons of bitches.
Damn. That's the Russo Brothers.
The anal rapist.
Yeah. I mean. To him, like, joining, like, the gay group or whatever. And, I mean, Never Nudes, Blue Man Group.
Dude, fucking. when they have the, when he's talking to his wife, I forget her name, and they're talking about an open marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what about an open marriage? He goes, that's dumb. That never works. So people always think it can't work for anyone else, but it might work for us. But it just might work.
All right, fuck it. Let's get Tobias in here. Let's get Tobias. But Tobias is going to get up against the number 7 seed, who I know is one of Fights' favorite characters, which is Jack Donaghy. Jack Donaghy, played by Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock. Jack Donaghy is so funny.
He's Donaghy.
Not Donaghy.
Right, because his siblings go by Donaghy, and they get in a big fight about that.
Donaghy in the thing. So many funny moments for him. The one that has been going viral a lot recently is, like, when he's talking to Tracy Jordan and, like, impersonating his parents.
So good. You're no damn fool.
I might just be an ignorant black man from the South. And, like, and, like, the therapist is like, what are you doing? Like, it's so good. So Tobias Fünke.
That just randomly reminded me of another Tracy Jordan line when he gets, it happens in Jack's office, when he gets in trouble for
swearing
and he gets sued. He has to pay a $500,000 fine to the FCC. And he goes, 500 grand? Can anyone cut this watch in half?
God damn, he's so good. Dude, even, not Jane Krakowski, who plays the blonde in Rest of the Earth?
God damn, she's in fucking Kimmy Schmidt too.
Nat Portia Ross?
No, Portia de Rossi's in Arrested Development. Wait,
yeah, that's not what you just said.
No, not from Arrested Development. Sorry, from
30. You're talking about Jenna.
Yeah.
Jenna, God.
I can't Ferrari remember. De Rossi?
Oh, she's hot.
Lamborghini de Rossi?
I can't remember her fucking name.
But she's that's hilarious. She has, you talk about every line is hilarious.
Yeah.
Rural juror. So good. So Tobias Fünke versus Jack Donaghy. Start with you, Tommy.
Tobias. I mean, listen, I've seen about 2 seasons of 30 Rock. Very funny. Just haven't got all the way through it, but liked everything I saw. But Tobias Fünke, I can't even think of him earlier. He might be my 1-1. I don't know if anyone just consists, like, laughs per time on screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything he says is funny.
Such a good delivery, too, especially when he starts doing, like, the acting stuff, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
It's like, very, like, that theatrical delivery to everything.
Marlon's got some Tobias Fünke in him.
Just a little bit.
Speaking of Tobias, David Cross, one of my favorite stories, did coke at the White House Correspondents' Dinner just because he did a key bump at his table. Or I think he said he put it in his knuckle. But he just wanted to be able to say he did coke in the same room as the president.
Yeah. Him and, I never watched Mr. Show, and I feel like I should.
I started watching Mr. Show when we started doing Out of Order.
Yeah.
Funny stuff. A lot of like crazy stuff. But I really liked it.
Odenkirk's so funny. He's funny. I feel it should work. So one vote for Tobias over Donaghy.
Jack. Yeah. Jack again. I don't know how he loses. Jack is got to be one of the greatest sitcom characters of all time.
I'd go with Donaghy, too. So funny. I was watching the episode because I kind of restarted it. Soft restarted it recently where he's going after Kenneth in the poker game. Like, it's the scene where
makes him bet his jacket.
Yeah.
And he's talking Southern, too, right?
Yeah. Kenneth Allen Page.
Yeah.
So two for Jack Donaghy, one for Tobias.
I gotta send it to the coin toss.
To the coin toss.
Funk it up with Tommy. But I do like Jack Donaghy. Is it Gee or he?
I think he's the Gee, and his siblings go by he.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Isabel Rossellini.
Yeah. Oh damn it, Johnny!
I love my beef and cheddar.
Or fights are like, why are you in a tux?
Oh yeah, it's after 6 lemon. I'm not a farmer.
Yeah. So you're gonna pick for Tobias Funke, heads or tails?
Heads for Funke.
Flip a coin. It's tails this time.
Let's go.
It's tails this time.
That boy Jack. Let's go on a run.
And now our last matchup.
That pains me.
Our last matchup on this side. Michael Scott, our number 2 seed. Which you want to talk about?
Pains me.
He's just up there, man. There's no way. I think out of again the Office characters, he's the one.
Yeah,
clear one.
Easy.
Yeah. And he's going up against our number 15 seed, which is now going to be Costanza.
Dude, this feels like a
championship level match.
This is an error in the fight. This is an error in the seeding. This is my fuck up because I'm saving a spot for Seinfeld, and because I just forgot to put it back in.
We started off with the Alan Alda snub.
Yeah. So Costanza versus Michael Scott. Hard,
these
man.
Might be my top two.
Golly.
With you,
I think I'm gonna have the 15 seed upset Michael Scott. Not against Michael Scott, but maybe for what he set up in later sitcoms. I think every show now tries to have their own Michael Scott, and that gets a little exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Where I don't know.
You
no,
could
this
say
is
the same thing about Costanza too.
Who's Costanza, though? I don't know.
Like, the being irritated by... Like, you could say Dennis is a Costanza. You know what I mean? Like, he's irritated by everything around him. The slightest grievance is the biggest thing.
Yeah, I'm going Costanza still.
One for Costanza. I would go for Costanza as well over Scott. I like Michael Scott a lot. I think Costanza's more stood the test of time to me, anyway.
I would agree with that. Again, like Tommy, these are two of the best. I'm going to go Costanza simply because my favorite Michael Scott scene is not a funny scene.
Oh, it's the Scott's tots? Or
no, my favorite Michael Scott scene is when he comes back from Survivor Man and he's been in the woods and Jim's been trying to run the office and he tried to change birthdays and Michael Scott sits down next to him. And it's the not the only time, but it's one of the few times in the show where he's just totally normal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see who he really is. Like he just does that goofy stuff at the office.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry. You name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Make people light. And like, he's sitting there cross-legged, and he's eating cake, and Jim's like, yeah, I had a bad day. I tried to change all the birthdays to one day, and Michael's eating, and he's like, oh yeah, I tried that, big mistake, you'll get better at it. And he's like just so like calm and connecting with Jim.
Yeah, that's awesome. A serious scene.
Yeah, it's my favorite Michael Scott scene. One of my favorite scenes in sitcoms, to be honest. Yeah.
That's a great pull.
And so because of that, I love Michael Scott, but because of that, I'm going to go with Costanza.
Shrinkage Alone.
That's
one of the funnier sitcom scenes. Tommy?
I'm glad my vote doesn't matter. I don't know where. I guess Costanza. Mm-hmm. But, man, I mean, Michael Scott going out the front.
I know.
First round.
It's crazy. That's an error in a seating. I'll eat that one. So now we're going to run through our playoffs, starting off with the Dennis versus Selena Myers. Good Lord, what a fucking matchup. Jesus Christ. Tommy.
I got to go Dennis just because I've seen more of Always Sunny. And like I said, Always Sunny, one of the funniest shows ever. Dennis, in my mind, was my 1-1 pick. So many good moments. I'm sure Selena's great. I just haven't seen enough, but I'm going Dennis.
Dennis?
I love Dennis with all my heart. As one of the few who have seen Veep, I got to vote for Selena here.
Yeah. I think Selena is more consistently funny throughout the breadth of the show, Veep. I think Dennis has given me more actual laugh-out-loud laughs, like him in the car getting road rage. The Suburbs episode.
Cereal.
Dude, the Suburbs, that episode is great. The one where he spills the cereal. The Suburbs episode. Like, where Mac and Dennis move to the Suburbs.
Oh, yeah. And they have mac and cheese for every meal.
And he's caught in traffic getting into Philly every day, and he's just like, you seize the gap, you fat bitch! Like, he's so fucking good, dude.
Yeah, another guy who, like, barely smiles the whole series.
Yeah.
Like, just very straight face, delivery, dry.
It's so vain. Like, him...
So
like,
vain.
Turning gay to get the tips because he loves the attention.
I mean, the Dennis system is... Oh. It's incredible.
Yeah. I do like comedy characters where nothing's funny to them.
Yes. They're like him constantly having like these like midlife crisis type things.
Yeah.
Like he realizes he needs to marry his high school sweetheart. Like, dude, he has so many good ones. Mac and Dennis.
Yeah, right from the pilot. I mean, his twirl pretending to be a gay bartender, probably a closeted bartender, but he's great, man.
Him maybe being a murderer also.
Yeah.
So 2 for Dennis, 1 for Selena Myers.
I went Dennis as well.
You went Dennis as well.
So we'll go 3-1.
Dennis. So now we have Larry David versus Ron Swanson. I think this is just a fucking route, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a sweep.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Easy.
Not even going to count.
Larry David.
I think David's going to be chalked to the title.
You know what we might get? We might get a David versus Costanza.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very really, possible.
That is kind of what it comes down to.
But does it tint them?
No. That one is the other? I guess. No, not really.
Right, we'll see if we get there.
Fascinating philosophical conundrum if we get there.
David, we're assuming, is sweeping Ron Swanson.
Yeah, you're not.
We're like, we could be heading to a Larry David, George Costanza change.
Is Costanza Goliath in that match? Is it David versus Goliath?
This is the Superman thing we were talking about at the beginning.
Yep.
We got to get crypto in here.
Larry David versus Dennis. Start with you, Tommy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still going Larry David. I mean, just... A perfect character, one of my all time favorite comedic minds, Larry David. I gotta go Larry David.
Larry David.
It is, in all likelihood, Larry David. But I'm gonna go Dennis.
Ooh,
I'm just gonna because at this point, at this stage, like I'm just kind of going for interesting stuff now. Mm-hmm. Like everyone here is as good as it can be.
Yeah. That's true.
Damn, what if we got all 8 of these people and put them in a superhero movie? That'd be fucking awesome.
Get the Russo brothers to direct that, dude.
No rule.
Dennis versus Larry David is... Like, Larry David is for sure the better comedic mind. Like, I think... And these are two, like, great shows. Like, No Bad Seasons. Fuck, man. You go first. I'll go after you. How about that?
To lighten your pick, I think Dennis... has more of an ensemble to work with, where Larry carries his show. And the strength of, to Tommy's point, like, I'm just going to play this character myself. And, like, there's, like, the persona and his real life, it blends, I think. I don't know.
A lot of it is improv, too. It's very impressive.
Fuck. Yeah,
which I realize, like, I think being the editor of Curb is the hardest job in the world.
Yeah.
Do you guys know the name Jeffrey Schaefer?
That's a guy that produces and I believe directed a lot of episodes of...
Of Curb, but he's done like every good comedy.
Yeah,
like
really?
Eurotrip. I'll look it up. I went through a kick where I was like...
Did he direct Eurotrip or wrote it?
I think he wrote it. I was reading a bunch of interviews with him and watching a bunch of
interviews of him, and I was like, this guy might be like my comedic 1-1, and nobody even knows who. I'll find his name.
They talk about him in the writing room a lot. I've seen a lot of clips of that where they talk about him like just destroying people in every writer's room for every comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeff Schaefer.
Yeah.
He's done.
Did The League?
Euro Trip, The League, Dave, one of my favorite shows, The Dictator, obviously Curb. Hold on, let me pull up.
Euro Trip and The League are just about as foundational to my sense of humor. Yeah. For better or worse.
Yeah, he did The League with his wife, is Jackie Schaefer. Oh, cool.
Who did? You guys keep voting. Let me pull up.
His cousin is Ari Schaefer.
Ari Schaefer, yeah. And Akiva.
Who's in Mascots, yeah. Episode 1, who premiered last night. Leave a hate comment, y'all.
Larry David going into the finals. I'm going to vote for him as well. Now we have Frank Reynolds versus Kenny Powers. Start with you, Owen.
Damn.
Kind of similar. In some ways.
Oh, it worked on Seinfeld, too, Jeffrey Schaefer.
Yeah.
I mean, Kenny Powers is lights out.
It's tough. I appreciate you agonizing.
Yeah, this is tough, man. I do think he carries the show more than Frank does. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, I'll go Kenny Powers.
One for Kenny. I would agree with you. Like, it's more, it's kind of like the Larry David Dennis thing where Frank is working off.
Yeah, it's fresh
in
my mind.
Yeah. Frank's working off of an ensemble. And is it as funny if it's just him? No. Is Kenny Powers as funny if he doesn't have Janowski? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So that's weird to think about it. But, like, yeah, I guess I got to go Kenny.
Frank.
Yeah, I haven't seen Eastbound Down, but Frank Reynolds.
Tommy, once again.
Back to the coin.
Coin toss.
Back
to the
tails for Frank.
Anton Chigurh over coin. Here.
Ted's this time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Man.
You mush.
Dude, that's unbelievable. If you get it wrong one more time, that's actually kind of bad. So now Jack Donaghy versus George Costanza, Tommy.
Costanza. If Costanza swept Michael Scott, again, Donaghy's great from what I've seen, but it's Costanza.
Costanza.
I'll go Jack.
You'll go Jack. If you ask anybody on the street who's Costanza, 90% of people know who they are.
Yeah.
But like, you might be the reason democracies don't work. Are there people like you? I'm just like, oh, I feel bad. This guy's not going to get any.
I'm a Nader guy.
I'll go Costanza.
Costanza, yeah.
So Costanza versus Kenny Powers. Wow, that's actually, he lucked out to end up against Frank. I think it would have been harder.
How the hell is, I mean, again, maybe it should have been the show, but Kenny Powers being in the Final Four and Michael Scott being a first round exit is criminal.
Again,
that's how brackets work.
I'm eating the bad seating here.
I agree with you, but also, I'm not the diehard Eastbound guy. People love Eastbound.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
So Costanza versus Kenny Powers, Tommy.
Costanza.
Costanza.
Stanza.
I would do Stanza.
Well. Yeah, this is where Kenny loses.
Yeah. So
just cutting a fucking Snickers with a fork and knife is awesome.
So Costanza versus Larry David in the finals, which we talked about. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, credit to Larry David. Like, that almost proves he's maybe.
Take a bow, you old Jewish bastard. Yeah.
You've earned it. If any, I don't know if you've ever gotten enough credit in your life, but these four in the bracket, I mean, to write and then play by this bracket the two greatest sitcom characters of all time is it's something.
Yeah
both based on him too.
He defined TV comedy for how many decades?
Four decades now. Yeah it's crazy. So Costanza versus Larry David in the finals. Owen, you're up first.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits but it doesn't like actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code BARSTOOL for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
I don't know if my argument is sound, but I've been using it for a lot of rounds, and Larry carries the show more than Costanza. And I do, I think Larry David's character in Curb, it spawned an entire genre of comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a Curbism, or like, this would happen in Curb. Like, I think people say that so often. Oh, obviously, people have that about Seinfeld as well. Yeah.
I think about that all the time.
But I think Curb gets referenced more at this point.
I think about like any moment in my life that is like a Curb moment. I call it that too.
I mean, one of the biggest things that's currently happening at this company is the argument over dog poop.
Yeah.
Curb episode.
Yep.
Big time.
It's just literally a Curb episode.
Yeah, I will say one argument for Costanza is that Larry David, the character, is just, he's almost not even acting. Like, he's just being himself.
You're right.
Right. Like, Costanza, like, is almost more impressive. Jason Alexander is, like, not like that at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, like, a theater. And, like, the fact that he was able to embody that character so well, I think is... I'm not necessarily voting for him, but that is points for Costanza.
No, that's, I'm voting that's for him a, for that reason.
That's actually a really good reason. That was I might undo it.
I was going to say, I was like, look, we all just had a round of applause for Larry David. Great. Mm-hmm. 75% of this is Larry David. 25% deserves a little recognition, I think. Because I think if Larry David spawned this whole thing, like, if that character isn't played right, it doesn't spawn sure. 40 years.
Yeah, it goes back.
Shit. I didn't even think about it that way. Because I was thinking, like, Larry David's made me laugh more than Costanza, I would say. Like, but that's also just, there's more of him talking than there is of Costanza talking.
And it's really good writing. It's him putting himself in hilarious situations.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, the situation's the funniest part of the scene, not him. Whereas,
and Costanza's reacting to something happening to Jerry.
Can be sitting at a diner and be the funniest part of it. I don't know.
I kind of like that reasoning. I'll go with Costanza on it.
Good on you, Smokes.
You're gonna stick with Costanza as well.
I'm going Costanza.
That means Costanza, George Costanza. The lowly 15 seed. How did that happen? is going to win the bracket 186 best sitcom character.
If you guys had to do your, like, what would your final four be? Mine would be Larry David, George Costanza, Michael Scott, Tobias Funke. Those would be, I think, my four.
Costanza, Larry David, Kenny Powers. Oh, dude, we didn't have anybody from Entourage, but I don't know if that's a sitcom.
It's more of a drama.
Yeah.
Like drama.
DeMamp.
Yeah. I think I would have Larry David, Costanza, Selena Meyer, and, like, I like Michael Scott. I don't think I would have him in my top four. Might be, I don't know, the fourth spot. Maybe It's Always Sunny character. Like, the whole cast, I guess.
Now, I'm just cracking up at the idea of any other of these sitcoms having a season where the protagonist fucks Sasha Grey and does coke for the whole season.
Did you ever have, like, a Curbism, by the way, happen in your life that you can imagine? Like, a moment where you're like, that was a Curb thing?
Oh, like, all every day.
I don't know if I have one that sticks out.
The one that I can remember is, I think I might have told you this once, because I thought it could be a funny idea for doing one out of order one day. I was at a play with my fiance, and we're sitting there, and, like, all the people are filing in, and this old guy is, like, walking down next to me, and he just, like, busts ass and falls, and I, like, jumped out of my seat to grab him and stop him from falling more, because he was, like, basically, like, cascading down the chairs. So I grabbed him and stopped him from falling. He's like, oh, shit, you're okay, okay, and, like, I grabbed him. And help put him back in my seat, and I sit back down, and my fiance's like, I look at my fiance, I'm like, pretty cool, right? And she's like, your whole ass just came out. Your whole ass came out of your shorts, and you flashed the entire theater behind you. And I was like, that is, to me, in my brain, a Curb type thing.
Yeah.
The one that sticks out to me, and I was just telling the story, it might have been to you guys recently, but I was in the Chicago airport trying to get breakfast, and I went to the, and this was the most where I acted like Larry David, too, where I went to this hostess at the restaurant. I was like, you guys have breakfast and coffee? She's like, we have breakfast, don't have coffee. You got to go to Dunkin'. So I was like, all right. So I go to the Dunkin' right next door. They don't have breakfast, but they only have coffee. So I'm like, all right, I'll get my coffee from Dunkin', and I'll go back to the restaurant and get breakfast. I get the coffee. I go back to the hostess. I'm like, oh, I got my coffee. She goes, you can't bring outside drink. I'm like, you don't serve coffee. Do you understand? Like, this one place has coffee breakfast, the other doesn't. What is the issue with bringing something you don't even sell in here? Also, we're at a fucking airport. Like, it's like you all make the same money, I think.
I got it. It's not like you're going to, like, Nobu or something. Right. Airport restaurant. That's insane. Holy shit.
While we're at it, I was coming up the subway steps the other day, and an older woman was lugging a baby in a carriage. I'm not supposed to offer to carry a human baby, right?
I think you got it.
Luggage, yes, but I don't know about baby.
That feels like
it does feel a little
predatorial.
Like I'm stealing your kid.
Right.
Like
it's one of those.
But I didn't offer and then got booed for not offering.
Booed?
Yeah, as another guy.
Really?
After me, yeah.
Dude, it's really hard knowing when to help. Like, I go through all the time boarding flights these days.
I always go for it with old
like,
people.
I'll put in your thing.
They
like,
seem to
But then people will be like, no, I got it. And I'm like, all right.
They're almost offended.
Sorry. Like, yeah. I always, I never hit it right. I never offer the right person who's like,
you've got to hit it real quiet. Like,
mm-hmm. You need hand? Yeah.
You know? I like, similar to that, I had a thought one time where I saw but a lady.
Moving forward, I should be grabbing babies.
You got to grab babies.
Damn,
like similar to that, I saw a lady with a baby in a stroller, a kid in a stroller, like running down like the West Side Highway or something. And like my initial thought was, oh, nice. Like mom on the run. Like she's getting a run in while she takes. And I was like, if I saw a man running with a stroller, I'd be like, he just stole a baby.
911.
Yeah.
You know what I think about sometimes too? Do you ever, like if you're walking behind, you're just walking, you notice that you've been walking behind the same woman for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And you get really nervous about it. Like, it happens to me all the time, and I'm like, and if you make the same
I
turn as them.
Yeah, stop into a church and go to confession.
Yeah. Dude, if I make the same turn as them after walking behind them for like a block, I'm like, they think I'm going after them right now.
If it's dark out, I'll fully just like.
Stop.
I'll head to the street and just get in front of women.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'm like, I gotta walk fast and overtake you, so you don't think I'm going after you.
Left,
you
passing. Like I'm a biker.
Last thing,
I feel like I have to bring this up every time Costanza comes up. Has anyone seen the Jason Alexander Criminal Minds episode?
No. Wait, does he play like a murderer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a child murderer.
Oh,
yeah. And he looks outrageous.
Oh, my. I mean, I get it's Jason. It looks like George Costanza in a Halloween costume.
Holy shit, that's awesome. He looks like fucking Rex
Ben
Ryan. Rob
Sanders.
Ryan.
Yeah.
He does look like Rob Ryan.
Holy shit. I've seen him in the DLT commercial before, where he's like dancing and stuff. Like,
have you seen him in what's the new one? Is it mayonnaise? Has he been advertising lately?
He plays like 10 different characters in a mayonnaise.
I haven't seen that.
He's playing women. He's playing old aunts.
I did see that.
I think it's a Super Bowl commercial.
Do you remember he had
Duke's Mayo?
A tail in Shallow Hal? Do you remember that movie?
Never saw it.
Not.
I know
Shallow Hal. He plays a guy named Portnoy, right?
I think so. But
Jack Black plays a guy named Portnoy.
Jack Black plays in Tropic Thunder a character named Jeff Portnoy.
Oh, that's
I think.
Right.
When he's like the farts or whatever, or the fart family. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. Jason Alexander channels his teenage girl in a new commercial.
Oh, yeah. Hal. It's Hal Hartley, I think.
That's what everyone's been looking for. Again, episode of 186. The winner is George Costanza. Make sure to check out Mascots. Again, as you're watching this, it came out last night. Two nights ago. So make sure to go check that out. Very excited for the fellas. I think this is going to be the dawn of a new era of some stuff for Barcelona Sports. I think it'll be very fun. So make sure to check it out.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So see you guys next week.